it works. Okay. Благодарю.
Thank you for giving me the floor. Please allow me to make a presentation of the Pritesh-Kent Transboundary Aquifer in Central Asia. This was prepared by the Geology Committee of Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan. This is a joint view of the geology committees of both countries. In 1991, the total length of the state borders of the five newly independent states of Central Asia increased by 4.4 and a totaled 31.5 thousand kilometers. At the same time, 37 aquifers became transboundary. The one cross-border problem emerged, which required interstate efforts, namely the problem related to the Pritesh-Kent aquifer. The Pritesh-Kent transboundary aquifer is an example of porous, deeply buried artesian aquifer with non-renewable fresh mineral groundwater resources. It is shared by Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. In the former Soviet Union, its exploitable resources were divided between countries more or less equally. Since 1991, no joint monitoring of this water allocation was carried out. This is linked to two main problems, namely depletion of groundwater reserves and potential deterioration of groundwater quality. Next slide, please. The project Groundwater Resources Management and Transboundary Aquifers, GGRETA, was carried out by UNESCO IHP in close partnership with IGRAC and national partners and with the support of the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation. It sought to strengthen the regional stability and cooperation through the establishment of a framework for transboundary groundwater management. The Pritesh-Kent aquifer was selected as one of the three pilot aquifers in three different continents. The first phase was applicable only to Kazakhstan. It ensured a scientific and interdisciplinary understanding of groundwater dynamics, legal institutional frameworks, and social economic conditions. The simulation numerological hydrogeological model was going to be used as a tool for joint interstate management of groundwater abstraction of the transboundary aquifer. The second challenge was to strengthen dialogue. The aim was for the countries to agree on ways of managing the Pritesh-Kent aquifer, while ensuring that the exchange of data would align with national requirements of security. The recommendation was to establish teams of national experts to create and operate a mathematical simulation model that would be used by national state institutions as a basis for groundwater management and in order to develop a consolidated strategy for Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan in order to manage the risk of degradation of the aquifer. These groups and individual experts participated in various events. Slide number five, please. You can see these events mentioned here on the slide. Various events took place. You can see them here. Next slide, please. The third phase of the project focused on subsequently developing a mathematical simulation model of the aquifer for future management of groundwater resources of the aquifer. Sharing information meant that a common language could be found. Political support is needed to develop and maintain monitoring systems, as well as sharing the results, the resulting data and information. Joint meetings, workshops, and other activities where representatives of countries met helped to strengthen mutual trust and understanding. Joint modeling of the Pritesh-Kent TBA shows the importance of cooperation between the two states, and it must be expanded. In 2022, the International Water Assessment Center, IWAG, joined in as part of the Water Connect Convention in order to develop a roadmap, a joint roadmap on the basis of this cooperation, a strategy to support sustainable use and management of the pre-Tashkent aquifer, and continued cooperation was developed by Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. The roadmap was endorsed on the 30th November 2022 by both countries. Next slide, please. In line with this roadmap, the following steps have to be ensured. They include making the model a permanent operational tool for aquifer management across the two states, building capacity for international cooperation on the optimal joint management of groundwater resources based on agreed scenarios, the permanent operational model, and exchange of hydrological monitoring data, ensuring ongoing monitoring of the groundwater resources in all operating wells, regardless of their affiliation and purpose, assessing and monitoring the technical and environmental condition of water intake wells. It is also vital to improve national legislation to ensure mandatory groundwater monitoring of the aquifer. It's important to limit the extraction rate in intake wells in strict accordance with the values of exploitable resources agreed and approved by countries. It's important to ensure the development of an accounting system for the volume of groundwater abstraction and use at the national and interstate levels, and a regional water register or database to register groundwater abstraction across the aquifer. This database will be used as the main input to the aquifer management model. It's important to upgrade the state of groundwater monitoring system by installing modern equipment for recording the discharge rates and pressure in wells. Programs must be implemented to monitor the quality of groundwater covering the entire aquifer. Finally, it's important to develop international cooperation between Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan on groundwater quality of the aquifer, agreeing on water quality assessment standards. It's also vital to develop an arrangement for the exchange of this type of data between the states. In conclusion, I'd like to thank our distinguished partners, first and foremost the Cluster Office of UNESCO of Almaty, the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation, our national institutions of both countries, also the International Water Assessment Center mentioned earlier, the State Institution, Institute of Hydrogeology and Engineering Geology, and Hydrogeological Research and Design Corporation. Thank you for your attention.